Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Were added after FDR. President Trump faces those term limits. He is not going to be able to run for re-election in 2028. Are you thinking of maybe running?
I'm not thinking about anything because I think we have a president now who's not even been in for a year. We've got a lot that we've got to accomplish. I'm obviously working hard to keep plates on the board in Florida, but look at the election results 2 weeks ago for Republicans. That was not good. You know, we've got to do a good job as Republicans, and I think that should be the number one priority. And the way you do well in the midterm elections is to produce positive results. And so I would focus on that. This jockeying and all that, I don't think is productive for us. Get things done for people. You know, we showed in Florida, when I came in, we were a purple state. You know, now we're considered a red state because we produce results and people follow it.
So Governor Ron DeSantis, my favorite governor, especially as somebody who currently lives in Illinois, talking about what needs to be attended to, which is the midterms coming up. If you pay attention to the election results of a couple Tuesdays ago, you know that there is some focus that the Republican Party needs to have in order to win those midterms and retain President Trump's ability to govern. I want to talk to Kayleigh McEnany about that. She's the co-host of Outnumbered on Fox, former White House press secretary as well, and author of Serenity in the Storm. Kayleigh, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your interview with James Carville. I found that to be fascinating. The man doesn't hold back. He has some thoughts about what the Democrat Party should do if they were to regain the majority. Talk to us a little bit about that interview that folks can check out for themselves and what your takeaway was.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I'm glad you're giving me an opportunity to talk about it because, you know, some people say, why would you bring on, you know, a left-wing voice like James Carville? But, you know, when he comes on, we all know where he stands. It's very diametrically opposed to where I stand. But I approach it from a perspective of what are the plans should the left take back power? This is someone who paved the way for Bill Clinton to get to the White House. He's a huge voice in the party. What are their plans should they take back power? And he laid it out pretty clearly. He said, pack the Supreme Court. He said, get rid of the filibuster. I pressed him on that. He said that's exactly what he would do for certain purposes, including the purpose of making D.C. and Puerto Rico a state. And when I asked him, you know, this sounds like naked political ambition, he said, well, I'm a naked political guy, and that's what I am. And that is what I very much appreciate about James Carville. Look, he's saying it like it is. That's what they plan to do. Should they take back power? He's not afraid to admit it's a political calculation. And hey, you know where the guy stands.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we've seen somebody else kind of take that tact as well. I would say President Donald Trump did that. He laid out in his campaign for reelection exactly what he wanted to do. And about, what, 10 months or so into this administration, he's ticking things off left and right that he said he was going to do. It's making the obvious people very frustrated about it. But there are a lot of distractions as well. I want to ask you about the Epstein files. President Trump says he doesn't want people to get distracted by him. Where do you think the Republicans need to navigate right now with the release of the Epstein files that's most likely pending?
Yeah, I think transparently letting all of these files out, as they said they've planned to do, as that, you know, almost unanimous House vote and then passing through the Senate is going to make possible. But, you know, I really think that this is a Pandora's box. And one of the things that, you know, Mike Johnson was warning about is, you know, whatever we put out there, it is going to be used to demonize X, Y, or Z person, even if, you know, these are not vetted facts yet. They deserve to be out there, but not everyone whose name is mentioned is going to be guilty of anything. But it does create this, you know, aura of suspicion around any name that is in this file. And I think we've seen that with what we've seen from Stacey Plackett and the coordination she did with Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, she's a Democratic congresswoman. Of now we learn about Hakeem Jeffries and the donations that he took from Jeffrey Epstein. I think, you know, Democrats, in trying to make this a partisan political issue that they tagged to Trump, even though Trump kicked this guy out of Mar-a-Lago, even though Virginia Giuffre repeatedly said President Trump did nothing wrong here, they've used this as a political weapon. And I think what we're seeing with the limited number of documents, or the thousands of pages, I should say, we've gotten so far, is it really is backfiring. And I think Democrats are going to find that in trying to use this as a political weapon, it is going to come and boomerang right back and harm their party in the process. But the bottom line is these young women deserve justice. They deserve transparency. They want the files out. And that should be the end of the story.
We're speaking with co-host of Outnumbered on Fox and former White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany. You know, I heard Brian Kilmeade, he's the show that comes on right before mine here in St. Louis, a long time ago, he said Republicans have to live life in a speed trap. If the Republicans do anything wrong, they're absolutely going to get busted on it. The Democrats don't have to maneuver in that. And that was good perspective, because speeding is speeding, but it sucks when only one party ends up getting called on it. I get really annoyed by the hypocrisy of a lot of the Democrats, what they can explain away or not adhere to, not hold themselves accountable for the same things that Republicans seem to have to be held accountable for. Where do you think the Republicans need to focus those key issues going into the midterms? Because the left seems to be just about Trump. That's all there is to what they're trying to fight against. The Republicans have to fight for something. What's the right message for them to retain the majority in the House?
Yeah, and it's no doubt saying we're reversing the ill-begotten economic experiment of the Biden years, where inflation, President Trump handed him 1.9% inflation. He took it to 9.1%. I mean, that's extraordinary. President Trump has brought that number down, but there's still more work to do. And I love that the administration is acknowledging the pain of the American people. People are having a hard time affording goods, prices. It's important to bring them down. But I think what President Trump is doing very deftly is acknowledging that, but also saying, I have the right solution. You heard him say this today, and he said it also on Monday, and it really caught my ear, that he has secured $18 trillion in investment into the country. And he's on pace to do $20 trillion by the end of the year. Those aren't just big numbers for big companies. Those are jobs. Those are wages that are going to go up. That is growth in the country, which will ultimately bring down prices. So I think saying to the American people, I have the right solution about a problem that is very important, and here it is, and having that message from now until next November is going to be key.
I hear a lot from Treasury Secretary Bessent talking about how the first and second quarter of next year is going to prove very fruitful for taxpayers getting their tax returns and their pay. They're going to see that extra money in their actual take-home pay. I would assume that if you can get it done by first or second quarter, that that's going to bode well for the midterms. But the president also has a lot of other victories surrounding his economic plan that's going to take a little more runway, I think, for, you know, everyday Main Street St. Louis Americans to feel. What are the other victories that you're seeing the president have right now that you think are going to resonate with voters come 2026?
Yeah, I saw that the trade deficit has come down, which is a big win. Big win for us. It means, you know, we're not being raked over the coals by other countries who get more favorable terms. But to your point, these are long-term rectifications that we've had these big trade imbalances that benefit other countries, harm the United States, harm, you know, the American worker. But in trying to rectify that and course correct takes time. It took, you know, leveling the tariffs. It took waiting to have favorable trade deals. It takes time for that to bake into the economy to manifest. Also, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. You just pointed to Bessent's comments on that. All of that kicks in next year, and I think people will feel that. I remember term one of President Trump. I was there. It was an economic boom for the country, and I think we're on the precipice of that, but you have to do the undamage of the past 4 years, and you have to wait for some of these policies to kick in, and I think we're seeing it start to work because inflation has come down, and now prices have to follow.
Kayleigh McEnany speaking with us right now. Last little question for you here, especially considering your interview that I encourage people to go watch the whole thing. Kayleigh McEnany speaking with James Carville. He's told us exactly what he wants the Democratic Party to do should they win in the midterms, maybe in 2028. They're going to have to get there first. I sense a little bit here, at least in the Midwest, a little bit of TDS fatigue. There's a little more eye rolling going on about the people who are melting down just at the sign of Donald Trump anywhere. Do you think that that's going to move one direction or the other come election year once again? Are people going to get fired up to hate Donald Trump? Or are they going to be like, gosh, my tax return was good. Wars are less. I think I'm going to stick with this guy.
It's going to be the pocketbook issues. I mean, look, I hesitate to mention him as a model because he certainly is not a model in his answer. Zoran Mamdani, you know, obviously socialism is not the answer. Communism is not the answer. He had his fair share of Trump derangement syndrome. He was obsessed with Donald Trump. But what he did do was he talked about affordability over and over and over again. And even though he didn't have the right solution, he was hitting on the right problem. And by acknowledging that problem and focusing, you know, somewhat substantively on that, though completely wrong on it, he ended up catching a lot of voters. It was in a deep blue city, but I think it's important, and I think you're seeing it with the McDonald's summit today, his Saudi Arabia remarks, the issue of affordability, showing voters what is our answer to socialism, what is our answer to communism. It's free market capitalism. It's helping the American worker. It's these tried and true. I think will be very, very key because the TDS, you focus on that alone, it's going to backfire on you. But what the left did successfully in these last elections was pairing it with the issue of affordability.
Well, Kayleigh McEnany, thank you for the time today. We're tuning in every day to watch Outnumbered and your weekend show. We're always grateful for some time here on ours.
Thanks, Annie. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Kayleigh McEnany, author of Serenity in the Storm, a great book. She also wrote I think it's called For Such a Time as This. It's a really great book about her time serving in the White House, a press secretary, and it was during COVID. And you kind of get an inside look at what that was like because she was there. Kayleigh McEnany on the Annie Fry Show. All right, quick break. The YouTube live chat poll right now. Votes are coming in. It is a very close poll at this point in time. What do you think? Are you experiencing affordability anxiety? Yes or no? Simple yes or no question here on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Go vote. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.